Grace, mercy, and peace to you, from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is actually from 2 Timothy chapter 4, where Paul writes, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry." Thus far the text. Usually it's helpful to know what to expect ahead of time. Like if you're going on a trip, or if you're driving into an area with a lot of traffic, like Portland, it's really good to know what to expect so you can plan ahead. But sometimes the news of what's going to happen in the future or what to expect can be scary. And that's what it's like in this text. Paul's writing this warning and this instruction to the young pastor Timothy as he's about to and is perhaps already going into the ministry to preach the word of God. This is what he can expect to face. And these are his instructions when it happens. That he should preach the word. That's a given. It's a constant. To always preach the word of God. To be ready in season and out of season. That is, no matter what the time is, the Word of God is always speaking to us, to reprove, rebuke, and exhort, because all of us are moving targets when it comes to what God's Word says to us. So the task that Timothy has is to apply that Word of God how and when it's needed in a particular place, and then to do this with complete patience and teaching. Well, all of that would be maybe easy, or it might seem doable, if it weren't for the verses that came afterward. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. This is what Timothy is going to be facing in the Christian church. And this isn't earth-shattering news, because this isn't the first time that this happened. Since the fall into sin, the Word of God always comes up with resistance. At various times and places, our sinful hearts and the devil bristle against God's word and cannot bear to have it spoken to us. And it doesn't matter how eloquent or tactful Timothy is, this is the experience that he's going to have as he pastors a Christian congregation. And instead, the people who don't want to hear God's word are going to replace it with something that sounds much more appealing to them. They will wander off into myths. And because they don't want to hear what God's word has to say, they're going to find teachers for themselves. And call them pastors if you must. Teachers who will tell them what they want to hear. The things that make them feel affirmed in their decisions. in their own opinions about the world and about God. This is what Timothy is facing. Well, the time of the New Testament isn't the last time that this happened, because 500 years ago, this year, during the time of the Reformation, this was also true, that the Word of God met resistance. God put His gospel on the lips of Martin Luther and the other reformers, who rightly understood that our salvation is not by our works, but by God's grace alone, by Christ coming to us and preaching His forgiveness, covering us with His righteousness, and declaring us to be just and righteous in His sight. But there were many people, even who called themselves the church, who did not want to hear that. So they persecuted Luther. They persecuted the other reformers. They accused them of being heretics, even though what they were speaking came right from God's Word. It's what the apostles taught. It's what Christians in the early centuries believed. And it's what God's people have believed throughout the centuries. It may seem like it's even more difficult to preach the Word in our day, because not only do we have the opposition of God's Word, but it seems like the whole culture is set against Christianity when preference is given to other religions and against Christians. Well, it's like a religious affirmative action. Well, they've already had their day in the sun, so now we're going to give a chance to other people. So Christians are looked down on as old-fashioned and bigoted. But if that weren't bad enough, even in the church, there are people who don't want to hear sound doctrine. They don't want to entrust themselves to what the Word of God says. So anybody with a Bible and an access to Google thinks that they're an expert in theology. Preach the Word, in season and out of season. So, given this text, it might seem like this task is impossible. But if we look back in history, if we look back to the God who was our help in ages past, we see that this Word of God that Timothy was sent out with, that Paul was sent out with, did spread. It bore fruit in the hearts of thousands of people. It spread across the Mediterranean. It eventually transformed the Roman Empire. And it became a driving force in the whole world. But it wasn't just Paul, and it wasn't just Timothy that did that. Paul did it with the help of the other apostles. Paul did it with the help of other pastors like Timothy. He did it with couples like Prisca and Aquila, with others who supported the ministry out of their own means and the support of Christian congregations. It didn't happen just by a single person or a small group of people. It was a great, big collaboration. And the Reformation, in the same way, wasn't done by Martin Luther alone. How did Western Christianity get so transformed that we have the Bible in our own language? And that when you ask people what the Bible is about, they actually say Jesus. How did that happen? It wasn't just Martin Luther. It wasn't this poor monk from a backwoods German town. It was Martin Luther working with many others. He worked with other professors. He worked with hymn writers. A lot of the Reformation spread through song. And kids took the songs home and people sang the songs in their home so that they learned what the gospel was. And it also happened with parents teaching their children. Taking the small catechism that Luther wrote and teaching the faith in a simple way to their children. It wasn't just pastors. It wasn't just theologians or professors. It was the whole body of Christ, ordered and working together the way that the Lord had appointed. And it's the same way today. That pastors are not the heroes of the Christian church who single-handedly hold congregations together and hold together the church at large. It's done by many members of the body. Pastors are only one part of the many others who the Spirit moves in as members of the body of Christ, gifted in different ways to bring this all together. And they do it in one way in particular, through the prayers and the prayerful giving of auxiliary groups like the LWML. 75 years ago, when the LWML was formed, the women who were charter members saw the dire need for people at home in America and abroad to hear the Word of God. They knew what a dark world this was. They knew how it was filled with teachers who people had trained to say what they wanted to say and not declare the Word of God. So they banded together. And they knew that they themselves weren't going to be the missionaries. They had their own lives at home that they needed to take care of. But they gave their money to support those who did, those who were gifted to go and proclaim the word in congregations and in distant parts of the world, in different ministries that come together and tell people and show people the love and mercy of God in Christ Jesus. And that's how they served the Lord. They did it from behind the scenes. They did it by pooling their resources and their prayers. And such a little thing as those mite boxes can do amazing things in the hand of God. In 2017, we reflect on all that's happened since the Reformation. But even while the Reformation was spreading like wildfire, and people were coming to the knowledge of Jesus Christ and God's grace in Him, Martin Luther noted that he didn't do anything special either. He was leading from behind. He wrote, "I simply taught, preached, wrote God's word. Otherwise, I did nothing. And then, while I slept or drank Wittenberg beer, the word so greatly weakened the papacy that never a prince or emperor did such damage to it. I did nothing. The word did it all." Such a great thing as the Reformation happened. Not because people strategically planned it or they beat on people's brows until they got their way, but it happened because the Word of God made it happen. And that's how the LWML works. And that's how other auxiliaries work, because it's trusting that the Word is the power to make the difference. The Word is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes. The Word of God is at work when it is preached. True in your hearts today as you hear the word. And it's the same way that it was in generations past. It didn't happen through just one or two special people, but as members of the body of Christ, the word has been at work. The gospel, which was preached all over, is God's work, bringing men and women into His kingdom, and bring them into this kingdom forever. Bringing that faith that is truly moving mountains, that's bringing people who were lost in their myths and lost in their darkness to the knowledge of the truth, and to receive that word with meekness. And so it is that Bethlehem Lutheran Church also would be nothing except that the Word of God is preached in this place and has been at work in you. It's been at work in parents teaching their children, in pastors teaching confirmands, and teaching adult Bible class and teaching adult confirmation. The Spirit has been at work, moving men and women to build up this congregation, to sustain it from generation to generation, so that this is a place where the Word of God is preached, in season and out of season, and that we here come together as a fellowship of brothers and sisters in the Lord. We each have our part. It's different from one another, but it truly is working together for the Word of God to do its work in our hearts and its work in everyone who hears that word, so that on the last day we will all rejoice in the Lord's kingdom because He has done it. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.